You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, everybody. It's the holiday season. It's December 1st, which means the White House has started to decorate for the holiday season. And we've got to talk about the First Lady of the United States, Melania Trump, because everything's a grift with this family. And people are talking a lot today about the fact that there's decorations up at the White House and it was done by Melania Trump. Well, it seems like people have quickly forgotten all of the grifts already that we've seen throughout this administration, but also what Melania Trump has previously said about decorating for the holidays. We're going to get into all that in this video. First of all, really quick, my name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Ochler on the Adam Ochler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, link to my YouTube channel is in the description down below. I'm at like 91, 92,000 subscribers. Insane. It would mean a lot if you checked it out down below. Hit subscribe. Getting closer and closer to 100,000. You guys are all the best. Truly, I love you. On this channel, we're trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media, punch back against a lot of the disinformation we are hearing these days. And if you want to help us grow, uplifting Gen Z voices into 2026, into 2028, and beyond, all you have to do is hit subscribe down below. Go such a long way. All right, let's start here. This is the tweet that Melania Trump sent out just a few hours ago, essentially this morning as I record this on Monday, December 1st. Home is where the heart is. America's Christmas. This Christmas, let's celebrate the love we hold within ourselves and share it with the world around us. After all, wherever we are, we can create a home filled with endless possibilities. And you probably hear already hear the music playing in the background there. That's from this video. I won't play the whole thing, but I'll give you an idea here of what we're talking about. Okay, I think that's enough. And in fact, in this room, we have George Washington. I don't know if you can see this, kind of small, but George Washington to the left, a photo, and a photo of Donald Trump to the right, and the Christmas tree. And in fact, I've been lucky enough to be in this room. I was invited to the White House Christmas party last year with the previous administration. And it's just very sad to see what the Trump administration has done to the White House in general, the Oval Office. And just honestly, it's such a disgrace that these individuals get to step foot here, especially because not only are they grifters and they're doing awful, horrible things to our country, but it's all BS, right? It's all made up. They post these fun videos, Melania Trump, oh, look at this. She hates it there, right? I don't know if you remember this article recently. Melania experts say she won't be moving back into the White House. We've heard a lot of rumors about Trump and Melania Trump's relationship. Does anybody remember the fact that Melania Trump released her own cryptocurrency that as of right now is down 99% from where it started? Obviously, Trump has his own cryptocurrency, which is also way down because it's, again, the whole administration is just a grift. Let's all get super rich. Let's expand executive authority. Let's just like be super powerful and have fun and enrich ourselves and all our friends. That's the entire point. So Melania released her own cryptocurrency. This was a tweet from today. If you invested $12,500 in Melania Trump's meme coin scheme 11 months ago at its peak, you would right now have $118. Congrats for getting scammed by the First Family. And here's the graph, right? Down 99%. It's worth like 10 cents, 11 cents, right? Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So crazy that nobody talks about this stuff. And as we watch her, again, walk around the White House being like, I get to decorate for Christmas. The first thought I had when I saw this was, it's that time of year again. Does anybody remember this clip from like July 2018? I would have been fairly young. I would have been in high school. But I remember this. This was like when I was starting to really get interested in politics and pay a lot of attention. The audio of Melania Trump talking about decorating for Christmas. Take a listen.
Working like a ass, my ass.
I know.
Christmas stuff that, you know, who gives a f*** about Christmas stuff and decoration, but I need to do it, right?
Yeah.
Who gives an F about Christmas and the Christmas decoration stuff, but I have to do it? She's tired of being, she doesn't like this. She doesn't like Donald Trump. She doesn't like being in the White House. I mean, it seems like Donald Trump has more pictures with practically everyone else, with Jeffrey Epstein, than he does, you know, Melania Trump. This was another video she posted today on her Twitter account speaking. Let's take a look.
Thank you for your time, your talent, and your heart. We are honored to celebrate this holiday season with you. Merry Christmas.
So again, speaking at the White House to, I guess, a group of people, you know, preparing for the holiday season, looking down at her notes. I'm sure she's so happy. She's happy that she's grifting, right? The other thing that she did that, honestly, I know little about, or I haven't heard much about either, is, you know, she started her own production company, Melania the Film, exclusively in theaters worldwide on January 30th, 2026. Like, again, it's just like a giant celebrity grift. Donald Trump separated from Melania as couple opt for unusual sleeping arrangements. A Palace Insider has revealed that U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania are sleeping in separate suites during their U.K. state visit. This from September of this year, right? Like, again, so obvious to everybody. She doesn't like being seen with Trump. She doesn't enjoy any of this. She stays separate from Donald Trump. She hates decorating for Christmas, but at least she's making some money. She gets to release a film about herself and release a cryptocurrency. The other thing about Melania Trump that we've heard a lot about is she threatened to sue Hunter Biden about a lot of claims relating to Melania Trump, Donald Trump, and Jeffrey Epstein. Take a listen to this.
It's lawsuit time. In my hand is a legal demand letter addressed to Mr. Hunter Biden from the First Lady of the United States, demanding a retraction of Channel 5's video called Hunter Biden Returns, in which Mr. Biden here makes some speculative comments about the relationship between Jeffrey Epstein, Melania Trump, and Donald Trump.
Okay, well, they knew each other well. They spent an enormous time together. According to his biographer, is that Jeffrey Epstein introduced Melania. That's how Melania and the First Lady and the President met.
Really? Yeah. Epstein made the intro.
Yeah, according to Michael Wolff. Yeah. And so I only can go by what people are saying, and I don't know.
He didn't make these claims out of nowhere. They come from another journalist named Michael Wolff, who is a biographer that actually spoke to Jeffrey Epstein. But now here we are. And I've got a $1 billion document in my hands because Mrs. Trump is seeking $1 billion in damages if we don't take the video down. And if Hunter here doesn't issue a formal apology to Mrs. Trump. So now we're here maybe to give you the platform to apologize to the First Lady for your statements that you made about her possible connection to Jeffrey Epstein.
Fuck that. That's not going to happen.
I love that. I absolutely love that. And allegedly, like was said there, according to Michael Wolff, Melania Trump was essentially introduced to Donald Trump through Jeffrey Epstein. Some other claims that Jeffrey Epstein actually slept with Melania Trump and then was introduced to Donald Trump. Again, these are all claims, a lot of them stemming from Michael Wolff, who I'm sure you've heard a lot about. And so, you know, the First Lady was not happy that this was being talked about, especially with Hunter Biden. And Hunter Biden saying on these podcasts, like, yeah, this is what I've heard. I mean, again, their best friend, Donald Trump's best friends with Jeffrey Epstein. It's not really out of the realm of possibility if you think about it. His best friend introduced him to his now wife. I mean, sounds reasonable enough to me. The First Lady threatening to sue for $1 billion. A billion. Absolutely nuts. And here's the claim going even further, something I found on TikTok, which, again, you can let me know what you think of this in the comments down below. Not so sure, but not just that Donald Trump was introduced to Melania through Jeffrey Epstein, but that Epstein actually slept with Melania Trump. Take a listen.
All right, guys, we got yet another Trump-Epstein bombshell to share here with you. So Michael Wolff blows the lid off this, and this is something that we know Melania doesn't want out there because she's threatening lawsuits, dog. She threatened to sue Hunter Biden for repeating the claim that originally came from Michael Wolff. And the claim was that Epstein introduced Trump and Melania. So she threatened to sue, right? And Hunter Biden came out on Andrew Callahan's show, Channel 5, and he said, fuck you, I'm not retracting it. This is from Michael Wolff. And there's a reason why, by the way, they didn't sue Michael Wolff, because Michael Wolff, if they sued Michael Wolff, all this shit would come out in discovery. You know, he has his sources, he has his evidence, and so instead of going after the original person who said it, they're going after Hunter for repeating it, thinking, oh, hey, that'll help us, like, get around discovery, and this stuff won't come directly from Michael Wolff. I'm sure Hunter would work with Michael Wolff, and Michael Wolff would work with Hunter, and all that shit would come out anyway. But she's trying her best to hide the truth. So now, Michael Wolff gives us a new bombshell revelation. Listen to this.
A new book was published yesterday in the US and UK called entitled The Rise and Fall of the House of York. It's by a British journalist by the name of Andrew Loney. And it's about the pathetic life of Prince Andrew, but it is also about his connection to Donald Trump, Jeffrey Epstein, and Melania Trump. And in fact, it contains a passage in which Epstein is quoted, and this is from an interview apparently in 2007, where he says that he had sex with Melania a full year before Donald Trump commenced his relationship with Melania.
Wow. Wow. That's crazy. That's massive. And again, just that's allegedly, according to Michael Wolff. You can let me know what you think about that in the comments down below. I'm not so sure, but I do enjoy reading y'all's comments about a lot of these videos that we make here on the Adam Mockler channel, which, again, if you're not subscribed, make sure you do so down below. It means a lot. And then lastly, again, Hunter Biden, once again, commenting on this, that the first lady threatened to sue him for $1 billion. He said, be my guest, please. Actually, I want you to.
Melania's lawyer sent me a letter saying they're going to sue me for $1 billion. My response to that was, please do. In court, I would have the right to, number one, depose the person that's suing me, and that would be the individual Melania Trump, and I would have the right to subpoena and depose and seek discovery from every single person in their circle that would or potentially have knowledge about the genesis of the relationship between Donald Trump and Melania and their relationship with Jeffrey Epstein.
Exactly. And that's why they won't do it. That's why Hunter Biden, when they were like, please, you know, essentially demanding that he apologize, please apologize to the first lady or else. He said, F off. Go ahead, sue me. And they didn't. And they won't because of that exact reason. Let me know what you think of all of this in the comments down below. I hope you are enjoying your holiday season. I appreciate each and every one of you here on the Adam Mockler channel. Again, there's a link to my YouTube channel in the description down below. Make sure you're subscribed here. We will keep you updated throughout the week. I hope you have a great start to your week, a great start to your December, and I will see you in the next video.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.